Here in the U.S., the legal battle over gay marriage continues. Today in San Francisco, two judges are scheduled to review lawsuits from conservative groups seeking to halt the marriages. Hundreds of them have been performed by the city in the last week. The city attorney announced yesterday that San Francisco is suing the state of California over its law restricting marriage to heterosexuals. Deborah Schifrin reports.
San Francisco's suit contends that California laws banning same-sex marriage violate both the Equal Protection Clause and the Due Process Clause of the state's constitution. San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom says the lawsuit goes to the core of the issue of whether the city has the right to perform same-sex marriages. Newsom says under the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution, it does.
Equal Protection Clause, I challenge anyone to read it. Where does it say in the Constitution we have the right to discriminate against people? Made a lot of progress in this country, but clearly not enough. I think this country finally gets there's no such thing as separate but equal.
City Attorney Dennis Herrera compared the ban against gay marriage to the ban on interracial marriage that used to exist in the U.S. He says California courts led the way in striking down those laws in the 1940s.
We need to do the same today. And same-sex couples who want the opportunity to sanctify their relationships are entitled to the same protections under the law as opposite-sex couples.
San Francisco is also filing counterclaims against two conservative groups. The groups want to stop San Francisco from issuing same-sex marriage licenses. Scott Lively is on the legal team representing one of those groups, the Campaign for California Families. Lively says comparing homosexual marriage to interracial marriage creates a false analogy.
Race is entirely morally neutral. You know, there isn't any public health consequences for being black or Hispanic or white or Asian, but there are significant moral and public health consequences for engaging in sodomy. And so we're talking apples and oranges.
He also says he doesn't buy the argument that blocking gay marriages is unconstitutional.
For equal protection to be violated, you have to have two different people who are very similarly situated being treated in very different ways. And here, that's not the case. Every person who goes to be married has the same requirement upon him or her. They have to marry someone of the opposite gender.
But University of the Pacific McGeorge law professor Larry Levine says the city's equal protection argument is a powerful one, and it carried the day in Massachusetts Supreme Court.
And I expect it's going to carry the day elsewhere, because it really does seem that without proof of some compelling state interest, this state-sanctioned institution that confers a host of benefits and obligations can't be limited to one group of people with this other group excluded.
Levine says, however, that California's legal landscape is more complicated than Massachusetts because of Proposition 22. That's a proposition that voters passed in the year 2000, which prohibits the recognition of same-sex marriages. In response to the lawsuit, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and State Attorney General Bill Lockyer said they would defend Proposition 22. On the steps of City Hall yesterday, gay marriage protesters were doing their part to defend Proposition 22. But the protesters couldn't stop another steady stream of marriages from taking place inside. Since last week, the city has married about 3,000 same-sex couples. For Day to Day, I'm Deborah Schifrin.